Hi, Paul Sack. It's good news. Plan on speaking to Dr. Sarpan. Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So you're, is it a veterinarian doctor? Is that correct?
That's right.
You have a lot of letters after your name.
I'm a veterinarian. Yes. Small animal veterinarian.
All right. Okay. And you have like 2 degrees. Didn't I see that? So you went to, a veterinarian does what? They go to medical school? Or how what does a veterinarian do?
So typically, yeah, we go to university for 4 years, and then after finishing an undergraduate degree, we go to vet school, which is veterinary medical school, for another 4 years. And then sometimes there's advanced training after that. So.
Oh, my God.
It's a long road.
It's a very serious, it's a long road, and we're going to talk about something important, and it actually is protecting your pets from diabetes, just like in humans. Diabetes is a serious issue for your pets. So I don't have a dog. I don't have an animal. So are you saying that they could have too much sugar in their body?
They can. So November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and I'm here with teaming up with Merck Animal Health to remind people that cats and dogs can have trouble with blood sugar too. Basically, they can stop making insulin in their bodies and stop responding to it, and then they need to be treated with diet and insulin to help them get their bodies back on track and live long, healthy lives.
Wow. So do you take your dog to a veterinarian, like an annual checkup, just like a smart human being does?
Right. That is the smart move to make with ourselves and our cats and dogs. And they look for things like changes in how much they're drinking or urinating or changes in weight. There's some risk factors as well that may make your veterinarian more concerned for your pet. So if you have a miniature poodle, a pug, a dachshund, or a beagle, they're going to be a little bit more concerned that's a risk factor for diabetes. That chubby, great snuggler of a cat, the overweight cat, is a higher risk for diabetes. So there's some things that we look for and pay attention. But the smart thing to do is to see your veterinarian and to educate yourself. That because this is Awareness Month, there's a website, PetDiabetesMonth.com, where your listeners can go and get some more information.
Aha, okay. And so what are some of the remedies? What would you do for, first, so how do you check that they have sugar? Is it a blood test? I mean, isn't that one way that we do it
to find out
whether we have diabetes?
Absolutely. We check blood sugar. We also look at a few other things on some blood work and urine. We check to make sure that the blood sugar is not spilling over into the urine, but that's how we diagnose it. It's also how we monitor how these guys are doing. And the most important thing to do is to not panic. It is a manageable disease. It is something that even people who don't have any experience with medicine or diabetes or giving injections, they can learn to give these insulin injections and do really well by their pet.
Is there insulin that's oral in this world?
No, that would be amazing. But no, all injections, insulins are given by injection to our cats and dogs. And there's different kinds of insulin. There's some labeled for humans that we use in pets, and there's some labeled for pets, for cats and dogs. And the right insulin is best decided based on your pet and your veterinarian and their response to it.
And is there different insulin for dogs and different insulin for cats? But there's other animals out there too. How about them? Do they get diabetes?
They do. I'm a cat and dog veterinarian, so that's really where I focus. But other species do get diabetes. It's kind of amazing how, animals, people are animals, right? We are mammals,
and so we get the same diseases.
Yeah.
Interesting. So is it a dietary approach as it could be with as a human being? Are you supposed to not give too much ice cream to your dog?
Yeah, absolutely. So ice cream generally to your dog is frowned upon. That's the official veterinary answer. Don't feed from the table. But you're right that when we give high sugar foods to our pet or high carbohydrates to our pets that are diabetic or pre-diabetic, that can cause them problems. So diet is a big part of it.
Well, what do you I mean, every time I ever see anybody feeding a dog or a cat, it always seems to be coming out of a bag and or out of a can. Or some people do, I think, probably do, you know, real food and give them. Where are they getting the sugar? Is this the same kind of problem, like a piece of bread has a lot of sugar? What would be the similar in a cat and a dog?
Right.
Where is sugar in cat food?
Great question. Sugars can come from carbohydrates. It's also not just how much carbohydrate, but what type of carbohydrate. So does it come quickly to the blood or slowly? And that's where, you know, if you have a diabetic animal or a pre-diabetic animal, your veterinarian can give you guidance on food that's best for the animal. It's not that they've all been eating ice cream that they become diabetic. They can get it just on the regular cat food that they're being fed.
How about also, I think this is a characteristic of diabetes, genes. I mean, what family they came from. So if the dog came from a, you know, certain puppy and mommy, if they had diabetes, will the dog get diabetes?
So much higher risk in certain families. We see it in breeds like miniature poodles, pugs, dachshunds, beagles. We definitely see an increased risk of diabetes in those breeds. And we also see it associated with older age and obesity. So that there's always a concern.
Can it be deadly?
It can be deadly. Absolutely. So if it's not caught and managed early, sometimes we find out they're diabetic when they're in crisis. So the early symptoms have not been noticed or they've been brushed aside by their families because they can be subtle. And then they end up showing up on an emergency basis where they can be very sick and it can be deadly. But most of the time we catch these guys early and manage them and keep them out of that complication.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you answer this, but I just want to ask you, it's a great corporate social. Yeah, I've made sure about that. That's good. That's another one. So where is the dog about animal health?
I think I lost you on that last question. But the question was...
Okay. Merck is a great company, socially responsible. They're in New York, they sponsor this, they do involved with this, and so on and so forth. What kinds of things do they have for animals?
What kind of things do you have?
Well, they have medicines and things like that that can help pets. I mean, these companies spend a lot of research element, and they really save lives, right? I just was wondering.
There's great groups that look at diabetes and pets. Some of them are university groups, and some of them are pharmaceutical companies that look at ways to manage these guys and help them out. And that's where that website, PetDiabetesMonth.com, can come in handy for folks for giving that information as a public service, basically, to spread that information.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's super. Can I ask you two last quick questions, okay?
Absolutely.
I think that people that live their lives taking care of animals and/or people have a lot of good things in them. So we're involved with peace, world peace. And and I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them? And so if you would like to ask you, Dr. Sapong, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, wow, that's a question. That peace for me is where we aren't angry with each other in ways that result in us doing things that cause harm. So anger can be natural in humans, but I think just where we are able to love each other, and that love is extends to all living things in my mind, to the cats and dogs that are in our lives and the other people that are in our lives, both near and far.
Well, I'm going to ask you one last one. I hope you don't mind, because we have a channel called Love, a love channel. And I've asked people, what does love mean to them?
Love means to me, love for me personally is my family. Love that I get at home allows me to give love out in the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And protecting pets from diabetes, it's the Pet Diabetes Awareness Month. And the website one more time
is petdiabetesmonth.com.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye, Kathy.